The prison breakout in Haiti last weekend was one of the impoverished country's worst. More than 300 prisoners escaped, and many are alleged violent offenders. As WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett reports, the getaway highlights larger problems.
The recently built penitentiary in Croix de Bouquet, outside Port-au-Prince, was funded by Canada and was hailed as a modern facility. But the breakout may well have had more to do with Haiti's justice culture than with its jail security. The most prominent fugitive was Clifford Brandt, a wealthy Haitian awaiting trial on kidnapping charges. Haiti experts point out that the investigation into the escapes is already focused on whether Brandt paid off guards or other officials inside the prison.
About 80% of the people in Haiti's prisons have not been convicted of anything. And a lot of the reasons why people are spending that much time in prison is to create a market for bribes for prosecutors and judges and lawyers to profit from.
Brian Kincannon heads the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, based in Boston. He says donor countries like Canada and the United States need to focus on professionalizing Haiti's police and courts, not just building new prisons.
It's much harder to change systems, but the reality is you have great hardware, you have great prisons, but you don't have the institutions to run them or the software, and you're really not going to have a sustainable difference.
Tuesday night, the Haitian government said it had captured Brandt. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
Nearly 100,000 Floridians may lose their health care coverage. Federal health officials have begun sending out emails, calls, and letters this week urging tens of thousands of residents in Florida to verify their citizenship or immigration status, or they're going to lose their health insurance that they purchased through the Affordable Care Act. There are nearly 1 million consumers nationwide with inconsistencies on their applications, everything from immigration status to income status. Customers need to prove their immigration status by September 5th, or their health care coverage will end at the end of September. Starting in October, there will be new parking fees in Wynwood. The city of Miami is implementing pay-by-phone parking. This news has been especially tough on businesses located in the area. Many Wynwood employees have parking decals that allow them to park near their workplace, but with new regulations, decal parking will now move further out to less safe areas. Luckily for Beth Boone, executive director of Miami Light Project, her workplace has employee parking in the back.
For our employees, it's not as an urgent an issue as it is for some people who are not fortunate to have parking for their employees. But we are a theater, and we were a 200-seat theater, and so parking is obviously impacts my business a great deal. People do express concerns about not having parking like right within immediate walking distance of the theater space.
Another option for Wynwood employees is metered parking closer to where they may work. This will cost significantly more for employees and frequent Wynwood visitors. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.